Hey, Stein, I brought you something.
Ah, triticale.
Yes, it's Nash's organic produce, triticale flour, GMO-free and organic, grown and milled on their farm on the Olympic Peninsula.
I haven't heard about this stuff since that Star Trek Trouble with Tribbles episode.
Enlighten me.
You don't need to know about it. It's a funny episode. I think it was some kind of 25th century GMO version of triticale.
Oh, okay.
Played a part in that episode. So this is a cross between rye and wheat, huh?
Yeah, and it's stone ground. It's grown and ground right there at Nash's farm. And I want you to try it because I've been fooling around with a lot of different types of flour. Whenever you go to the baker's aisle, there's, you know, umpteen different kinds of flour. I often grab Bob's Red Mill. I use Stone Burr, the Shepherd's Grain, all these wonderful local flours, or relatively local in the case of Bob's. As a matter of fact, I've been thinking about treating myself to a Vitamix because I want to be able to grind my own flour.
I suppose if you want to use a Vitamix, I personally would buy a millstone and a burro.
Yeah, and the yolk's on me, right? Also, I have here a little bit of that 100-year-old sourdough I was telling you about.
Oh, and you've got it with the lid screwed down. Loosen the lid, Nancy. She kind of thick the marsh. She's about to blow.
Is that from Star Trek II, Stein?
Well, that's the kind of thing Scotty would say. Well, I can use this because the rye bread I make is a combination of rye and wheat flour.
And the triticale is a cross between wheat and rye, so you've got it all in one bag.
And so maybe I'll just try the straight triticale with some of the sourdough, assuming the jar doesn't blow up.
Yeah. I have to tell you, I made some buttermilk sourdough pancakes last weekend from the King Arthur flour blog.
Oh, I've been making those too.
Outstanding.
Boy, they're nice and sour. And I found actually that the thinner you make that batter, the better.
Well, I'm so glad you said that because I actually made the batter and Mac made the pancakes and I thought they were a little too thick. The texture was not as great as I would have liked. He loved it, but I thought the flavor was outstanding. And I told him, I thought next time, at least for me, I'd like him to make them thinner.
Yeah, the flavor was terrific, but I think it's something to do with the buttermilk. If they're too thick, they don't cook all the way through before you've got to get them off the griddle. They're a little bit gummy inside, so I'm just going to make them a bit thinner in the future. And what I also got started a week ago was another King Arthur recipe for their no-knead bread. And this is kind of freeform. You don't have to put it in a Dutch oven or anything. You're going to love this, Nancy, with your one-hour bagels. This fermented in the fridge for 7 full days.
Okay, Stein, I know you make fun of me for my quick bagels and and my quick breads in general, but I'm going to tell you something. The flat breads that we've been making at home over the last year and a half or two, I have learned that if I hold on to that, if I make a double batch and I hold on to that dough for at least a week, it just gets better and better. It is amazing. You're right. There's something to be said.
Wait a second. Could I hear that again just once?
You're right, Stein.
I think we should end this episode right now at the high point.
With KPLU's Dick.
The older the better.
Stein.
She's Nancy.
Flower Child.
Listen.